Okay, everybody. So, first, I think the beginners went very well. I was very impressed how everyone knew the Inyanim. So, keep at the good work and keep on Chazara. So, Bez Hashem, so this is the second half of the Charuvus. And that'll take us till Charuvus. Then we'll have another beginning in the second half of Charuvus. Then we'll stop us in the Cholov. Okay, there's a lot to do. And, okay. Yep. Okay. There is a discussion in the Gemara, Rishonim, and Poskim. What is the status of Atzamos? Bones. Meaning you have a treif meat, and then there's a bone there. So, and now it falls into the kedera, and then you need shishim. So who does the bone count for? The treif meat, the bone, does that count towards the treif meat? You have to mevatel the bone too? Or maybe you can say, no, a bone? What is a bone? Maybe a bone should count for the heter. Because in the treif bone, that's not an ochel. So maybe that should help on the heter side of things. And the other possibility may be neutral. So how do we deal with bones in Mishayah Shishim? That's number one. And then there's another discussion about bones regarding gelatin. That's the old discussion. Because the old gelatin was what? Was made, from bones of non-kosher animals. This is Rabbi Scheinkopf, right? He gave the Hechsher. Somehow, for some reason, people need to eat marshmallows on Pesach. I don't know the connection between Pesach and marshmallows. But all of a sudden, they always had these manufactured marshmallows, kosher Pesach, with Rabbi Scheinkopf's hashgacha, assuming that the bones of non-kosher animals were what? Were heter. With Nipsol, so therefore, and the reason why people were giving hashkach on this is because bones from a non-kosher animal is not so expensive, so you wouldn't have to charge so much for your marshmallows. And then there were whole discussions, pro con of this heter, but it also is part of this broader discussion about bones. And then, I think towards the end of his life, Rabbi Shimon Eider, he started manufacturing gelatin from kosher animals. So that's much more, to avoid the whole shayla. So that was a different thing. Because we never finished it. He was the original person to write English halacha, Rabbi Shimon Eider. I remember for my bar mitzvah, I got his two-volume Hilchos Shabbos thing, but he never finished Hilchos Shabbos. And then other people wrote afterwards. He was involved in Erevin, community Erevin, then marshmallows. So he went in a different. And then unfortunately he was nifter. But he was the. I remember when the YU Sfarim sale, the whole English section was only Rabbi Shimon Eider. That was it. Art school really didn't exist. He predated art school. Art school didn't exist. You know where the farm sale was? In the base medrashah. That was where the YU farm sale was. And it was a popular sale back then. No computers, handwritten, and it was the whole English industry didn't really develop yet. It was just the beginning. the whole English, and he was the pioneer of. So let's learn the sugya here on Tzadik Chetz Amud Aleph. Amar Rav Chiya Bar Abba Amar Rav Yishuv Ben Levi Mishum Bar Kapora Kol Yisum Sheva Torah B'Shishim. That the Mevatel something in each Shishim. Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak Rebbe Ata Omer Kein Hachi Amar Vasi Amar Rav Yishuv Ben Levi Mishum Bar Kapora Kol Yisum Sheva Torah B'Meya. And the other Shita says Meya. Ushneim Lo Lamdua Ela Mizro B'Shelo. He says, so where's the different Shitas where you need Shishim Kedei Levatel or Meya Kedei Levatel is from the Sugi of Zerob Hashemah. Yeah, what's the story when a Nazir brings a Korban to get out of the Naziris? So he has this aisle, this ram. And the ram has the zroa, the arm, and then the rest of it. So the zroa, that's matnas, that goes to the kohen. And the rest of it goes to the bayla. But they cook them in the same pot together. They cook the zroa together with the rest. So the question is, how do they do such a thing? I mean, if you're going to cook the zroa, and the zroa is only for the kohanim, so then how are you going to be able to, how are the bialim going to be able to eat the rest of it? So the answer is, it'll be bottom. Then, stam, next packet, we'll have to know, what about the concept of mevatel nisa l'chatchila? Right here, mevatel nisa l'chatchila. So that's another part of this discussion. But we're not up to that yet. Today's part of the discussion is so the assumption is that the zroa is going to be batel in the what? In the rest of the animal. And the different shitas are, is the rest of the animal shishim keneged the zroa, or is it meya keneged the zroa? So, but and both shitas say, you learn that from here. So he says, v'shneim lo lamdua ela mizroa b'sheila. Yechsiv alakach ha-koin ez zroa b'sheila, v'tanya b'sheila ein B'sheila el shleima. That's one opinion. Reb Shimon b'sheila el shen is bashla im ha'ayel. T'kul yam v'hadi ayel mevashala. Mar savim chatech lo v'hadir mevashala. Mar savim mevashala v'hadir mechatech lo. So in other words, do you cut it first and then cook? Vibai seim t'kul yam v'chatech lo v'hadir mevashala. Mi mar savim v'hadi ayel mevashala. Mar savim b'kder acheres mevashala. So that's the question. Do you? So let's assume you mevachal in the same kedera. Man domer b'shishim sover bosov atzomus v'hadei bosov atzomus misharin alom. Double shishim. In other words. So the Gemara is saying like this: if you hold shishim, so if you count the bosser and the atzomus of the zroa, and you count the basar atzamos of the rest, so it'll be a 60-to-1 proportion. In other words, if the zroa atzamos will count for the zroa camp, and the rest of the animals atzamos will count for the rest of the animals camp, so it'll be 60-to-1. And that's the shita of shishim. Manda omar b'meya, sover, that you don't count the atzamos. Basar b'hadei basar misharin v'havlei meya. In other words, the atzamos don't count. Why should the atzamos count? The atzamos are nothing. They're, you know, so they shouldn't count.
Why should it make a difference?
So, because if you're counting the atzamos, so that's going to change the whole proportion. Right. Because in terms of the meat, there's much more meat in the rest of the animal than it is in the zroa. But, and therefore, it'll be 100-to-1. And that's what you need, 100-to-1. But if you hold that, one second, that it's shishim, so there is a lot of bones there, especially in the zroa, so then the proportion is going to only be 60-to-1, and that's good enough, and it'll be 60 to 1. So the two shitas in the Gemara are talay on whether you count at tzamus or you don't count at tzamus. For either side, either you count them for both sides, or you count them from neither side. So the Gemara says that's the machloikis, whether it's shishim or meah. The opinion says shishim means you count the atzamos of the zroa, and you count the atzamos of the rest of the animal, and it'll be 60 to 1 counting the atzamos. If you don't count the atzamos, you just count the basar, then there's going to be much more basar in the rest of the animal connected the Zeroa, and it'll be 100 to 1, and that's the shear. Now, for Shteitzach, Tosis, the third Tosis points out, Tosis Mandomar, says, Lav Drosha Gemurhi, the male of Minei. It's not a Drosha Gemur, because this whole thing is Min Bemino. Right? And the Din of Shishim is Min Mishaino Mino. So it's an Asmachta. The Tam Kikar, the Inyan Min Mishaino Mino. The Tamkiger deraisa, the Hacham Min Bemina whom deraisa b'teil b'ruba, the Mishishim Meir Kabbalaisa beyond the Masmucha High Crop. So that's so good. So then, Lachora at first glance, it should come out that we don't count that tzamus, because we know the halacha is shishim. So then the shishim opinion says, I mean, you do count, I'm sorry, you do count that tzamus, because we pass in shishim. So Kara, that's what, at the first glance, when we leave the sugya, that's what should come out. So let's see how we pass in on this. Yeah.
Yeah.
Rabbi Huzi Shita is Mim B'mino in a bottle. So he'll have to hold like the opinion that they're not Mavashalit in the same Kedera, maybe. Well, yeah, Kiddush, because it's Min, yeah, right. Because we'll see how we do it. Okay. Yeah, right, as he points out, Rabbi Yehuda on Min Lobotel, Kabashal on Tahachabotel. Right, so that's what Yaakov points out. In other words, you're Muhammad to the Gemara. Okay. Okay, so now, let's see. There is a Yerushalmi on page 4. So the Yerushalmi has a similar discussion, but in the context of shells, the klipa, right? But you have, say, is orla. So when something is orla, so you have a fruit that's not kosher, it's orla. But what about the shell? Is the shell also part of the, you have to mevatel the shell too, or not? So the Gemara makes a comment. It says, klipa iser mitztarefes leheter. That the klipin of the iser counts for the heter, because the klipin of the iser is not aser. It's a klipa, it's not edible. So they should count for the heter. Right? That's the statement here in the Yerushalmi. Klipa iser mitztarefes leheter. So then if that be the case, the shaila is, how does this stem with our Gemara and the Bavli? Because the Gemara and Bavli says the atzamos, the way we assume shishim, atzamos of Isser counts for the Isser. Right? Isser means the Zroa, who got by the Israel. And the atzamos of the head counts for, that means atzamos are considered like of Isser or Isser. And here it's saying, In other words, assuming that Klipin and Atzamos are a similar type of yisod, that they're both not edible. So that's what the Rishonim talk about. Take a look in the Ran. On page 3. So he says, "Mado meshishim chesover basav ot etzim dezrob hadi basav ot somus mesharin tikim lo l'rabbanim deshishim hikim mesharin rachmanim." Okay, then go further down. First word on the line is hazroa. Mado meshishim mado meshishim sover ot somus hazroa kim meshim rakim. Osim kibasar. So now he says that the reason why the atzamos count is because the atzamos were soft atzamos.
So
yeah. It's really so that atzamos ha'ayel, afal pishish b'hem, kashim mitztarfim l'hatir, the klipe hetem malim esa isak, these are b'sham, madom me'ek, asomar basar b'adei basar m'sharinoi. So he's saying, so that's He says that's the difference. That the Gemara here that says that Tzamos are Osir and the Kanla Isser is talking about Tzamos Rakos. And the Yushalmi, Klipa is Kasha. And that's the simple, like the Chazan has said, the soft ones are edible. So therefore they count towards the Isser. When the Yushalmi says the Klipin shall Isser and start from the Heter, it's their heart, but they're not. They're not listening. Yeah. And that's and the Rash, Trumas on page 5 in the first arrow on the right, says the same idea. Tzorach l'chalek ben atzomus l'klipin. Hashem yish l'chlukes shel tam batzomus yoshim ma sheyish b'klipei beitzim. Then he says, maybe not. But that's for that he suggested originally is the same type of idea. And the Rashba on page 7 also has the same discussion. Yeah. If it starves to the Isser, then they're Asr. So we see this chiluk between different types of atzamos. Now, take a look in the Or Zeruah. In the Rash, you're reading. What are you reading? The Rosh, yeah, yeah. The Rosh, then he's saying a different thing. Yeah.
The Rosh basically means the Rosh, right?
Well, that first point in the Rosh. But then, yeah. Okay, then the Or Zeruah. Says makes another point. And he says, Kachnira the Zerah B'Shed, Mashar B'Chavos HaZerah, it's just an Asmachta, it would be the Raisa Batal, because Min B'Mino. Hilchach HaTzalma Shal Isser, Einam Etztarfos L'Isser. So he thinks the whole sugya is really an Asmachta. But what's the real din? That Tzalma Shal Isser, Einam Etztarfos L'Isser. About some shall heter and start from the heter. So he says that some shall isser really. In other words, the Gemara is the Gemara. The Gemara is just an asmachta, it's not a really rigorous limud. So it's an asmachta. So what's the real halacha? The real halacha is that some shall isser are not isser. Right? And that some shall heter or start from the heter. The only question is, what about, but the Atzamah shall Isra, if they're not Isra, so then they should be Heter. Right? In this world, things are either Asr or Mutter. But he says, I'm not Ein Letzar, if Atzamah shall Isra, ima Heter, levatel ha-Isra. Ker bibiku rev hudu toruch, lahatir kuli hai. He says, that much we're not going to do. So he says, so this is a new thing, because till now we've said, depending upon whether it's almost the Yoruvesh or not, if it's Osir, it's edible, then it'll be part of the Isir. If it's not, then it'll be part of the Heter. The Zeruah has a middle Shita, that the Heter will be Heter, the Atzamas of Heter will be Heter, like the rest of the animal, but the Atzamas of Isir will be neutral. But they're not going to start the Heter. So that's a new Shita. So, Pashut is just, you know, Alabatish. He just doesn't want to, you know. But we'll see if there's something more than that. So let's see in Shulchan Aruch how this is brought down on page 12. Says Chatichas Nevelah Sheish Bamboser Vatzamos Shadofet Lufdeis Heter Atzamos Ha'Isser Vitzdarfim Im Heter Levatel Ha'Isser. One second. Ve'ein Tzorech Molmosh Atzamos Ha'Heter Vitzdarfim Im Heter. So the Shulchan Aruch says. That atzamos, assuming it means, you know, atzamos yiveishos, where he quotes the Torah b'shem the Rash, that the atzamos of Isser are mutter, so the mitzafim heter levatel. Not like the Or Zeruah. And certainly that Tzomos of Heter are Heter. Aval amol shabat Tzomos of Isser, Tzarkim v'Isser. And then the Ramah says, Yish machmir shalom v'tzar, then he quotes the Or Zeruah. Shalom v'tzar v'at Tzomos of Isser, im Heter l'vata. U'mokim hefzid, yish lusmach ha-mekilim. U'matirim kikein ikar. So that's the so Mikra didn't the Shulchan Aruch Paskins like what the sheet did that it's Iveshos, so then it's not food, so then anything. The Heter is Heter, and this is also Heter. And the Ramah quotes this as a Ruah Shita, this Chumra Shita. You see, the Prima Gadim, you know, he's the ultimate Masader. You know, he was a Rebbe. Youngest. So he's the ultimate, you know, like when we did Shishim, we saw four Shitas about Shishim and Bela. So he puts down now four Shitas about Atzomus on page 15 in the Tzif Seidas. He says, he may yish dal deyas, yish omen betur disa, the isa v'hetel heter, right, like the Gemara. That's one Shita. The Rosh Harash, the isa v'tachim heter. The Rosh and the Rosh, the isa v'tachim heter. Then Rabbeinu Yerucham, we didn't see this yet. Shem Avram ben Hasmoel, the Heter Ein Mitzdarfin be'Ein Amino. Then Ein Amino is Mochamer, Shem of the Raisa, so you're not Mitzdarif, the Heter, the Batzamashal Heter. But Min B'Mino you would. He makes this chilul between Min B'Mino and Min She'Ein Amino. And the Orzarua, the Isilo, the Isser below the Heter. So he says, what's Pshat in the Orzaruah? In the end, he says, Koma Tartaiba the Orzaruah lo Yadana, gave him the Heter, Mitzdarf in the Heter, the Isser, my aim, Mitzdarf in the Heter, gave him the Mark, Mitzdarf in the Isser. If you're not going to count it for Isser, you might as well count it for Heter. So he says, Balabatish, you know, Ulai Mishim Shalo Yogo Litom. In Boshal and Veil Chil. In other words, you can make a mistake because sometimes you could cook the veil first alone, and then it got tam in the atzamos. So then it would be Dover Yisr. Well, the atzamos alone doesn't, but if you cook them first alone, then the basar would maybe go into that samos and nasas nevela or whatever, and then if you cook it in something else, then for sure you would have to count. So if you cook it the first time with other things, it'll be bottled right away. But if you cook it, so if you start counting the, I don't think that's what he meant, but I just think he meant, you know, it's just going to be mistakes when you just put it, you count the stuff that's in the midst of the Isser to the Heter. It's just going to look, you know, more simple than even he said. But he's saying Chashash, and then there's a Chavas Das, there's a Chavas Das that gives a more, I think of Scheinberg raising the Sefer, that the Chavas Das is a pre-runner of the Lomdisha, you know, Lomdisha Svaris. Whatever you say. So he has the shaila here on page 21 in the Chavis Das. What pshat ni orza ruah? Toshal havin devrayim the mamshach im alachuchi shabat atzamus haiser. Also you start for the iser. If you mutter, so then it should be part of the heter. Okay, near the savid the alachuchi shabat atzamus vaday. Suri, that called Yotzim and Tommy Tommy. I feel Mary Line. Yep. So he says like this. The Tam Kolosh is Behu. Tam Kolosh Kihai Be Isser in Yocholos. In other words, he says like this, that some of Isser have, they're not totally, they're mutter, but there is some Tam in it. But the Tam is a very weak Tam. So they can't ask for anything. So he says like this. So there's a weak time. So they're not going to ask for anything. So you don't have to mevatel kenegdo. But on the other hand, when something comes into it, in Yochel Vatal Tam Tavero. So it's because you want that it should be Vatal, you want it to count on the Heter side, But what's the pshat counts on the Hetter side? Because every food has its own tam. So when the new tam comes in, it gets weakened by the Hetter's tam. But this has a certain tam iser. Doesn't have enough tam iser to aser anything, but when something will come into it, it's not going to cause that the other tam is going to be dissipated in this tam. So it has tam basar. So Mamela, it's not going to count for iser, but it can't count from Hetter either because it doesn't have enough of its own tam to mevat all the tam that's coming into it. Okay, so he says a svar. But on the other hand, it's not gonna hurt anything else either. Okay, that's the chavazda. Okay, most likely read the Urzarua, you know. Okay, maybe, face. But,
Something
that's just a
place for time to go, but it doesn't have its own counter time, won't help in the shared mitzvah.
If
what's saying? Something that's just, another place for
something to go, but
for the time to disperse to, but it doesn't have a counter time. So the Varda of Tishrei is not just it becomes a polish book, it becomes so
dispersed, but it's also because the other thing camouflages. Mm-hmm.
So is that the, remember we had the other Chavasas, which we didn't understand why the Chavasas was saying that water works to help the Shishim? I mean, it's like, what's the chud?
Right, so this
but
would be a
shot. But if the Chavasas holds that the part of...
Is that has to have some time of water,
but this doesn't have cancer.
Yeah, that's a good word.
I mean, that's the meaning of Chavasas for water.
Right. That's what Rebbe was saying, that there's that water, whether water counts to Levata, because water is another place for it to go, but it doesn't have its own... It's Tom, so maybe it wouldn't count for the, based on the svar, or it's also saying maybe it shouldn't count the Bavatel, whatever, the Kedera. But the idea is not just it's dispersing, but it's dispersing and it's getting covered up by other things that have their own Tom, so that's what's making it Mutter. So what I'm saying is that like it's a fundamental discussion, Havana, and how Shishim works. That's what it's saying. Okay. Now, another couple of more things. Another part of the discussion is what about the kedera? Well, say you have a pot. You have treif, you have kosher and treif. So it is so the kosher, if you have shishim, it's going to mevatel the tam of the treif. But let me ask you a question. Can you count even the pot itself? The pot itself is kosher. Right? So that should also count towards the... So that's the discussion here in the Gemara Chul and Sadi Zayin. Amar Rav Hanina, K'shei Masharim, Masharim, Barotu, B'kipu, B'chatichus, U'B'kedera. So, U'kad Amri, B'kedera, Atzma. V'kad Amri, B'may, D'bola, Kedera. One. In other words, maybe the Gedera itself is Vatel, and the other sheet that says maybe only the Bli in the Gedera is Vatel. And then you have another thing here on Tzadik HaSavar Aleph, also on page one. And the Gemara says, "Havu kizaisa tarba kiznafal b'dikul of the bisra." A kizayis of chaylev fell into the pot of meat. So Rav Asi the shirui by the balak b'dikula. So he thought that you should count the bliyas also, the bliya of the meat. But Amalei Rabbanu Rav Asi atud hetair balak disura lo balak. But it's balay isur also. So you want to say you'll count the heter to help you, but and then to mevatel the iser, but the iser also was with nifchas al yedei. So then maybe But what are you accomplishing? Because the Nifchas also went into the Heter also went into the Gedera.
Yes,
the
Heter went into
the Gedera. Yeah. So the Rambam says on page 9, Chavdav Shem Sharim Chol Yisrim Bein Bishishim Bein Meir Yisam Masham Memar V'Tavlum Chol Sheish B'Kdeiro U'V'Masha Bola K'deiro V'Yachon Shanofa L'Issel V'Fi Omer Hadas. And so he says even Masha Bola K'deiro. Why is the Kedera not mitzdarif? So the tour on page 11 says the Kedufa Kedera ain't mitzdarif is loim heter loim meisir. It's not mitzdarif. So the preacher says because the Kedera kvar he blew him he bishum shabashlo mitabas demna v'efshe de lobola ataklum. He says because the Kedera maybe is saturated with blias from before. In Achanami, maybe a new Kedera is different, but he says it's a low plug up to. So the end of the day is we. You say you don't count the Kedera. And the Shulchan Aruch in this halacha says on page 14, Misharin v'rotu v'kipa, Misharin halachadalat, Misharin ahetav v'isuk moshabol faneinu. Avopi Shehaya Hesha Yosem Mikhila, Mustard of Yishul of Nivsha, Nivla Bikadera. So he says. So you just look at what's in the pot. He says, "V'hani minu v'mishen aminu." In other words, we're machmer because even though there could have been more heter from before, but he says you can't. V'mishen aminu, like the Taz right, that's a din d'oraisa, so we can't be makom and say, well, really, there's more heter. So then you can be more makeup. Sharina Gamma Mashabola Day, Roman of the name Sharim Zeba Omid Yafa. For Russia Kola Vavan Mahmas Orient Sarsha Kola Gamma. In other words, you make an estimation. In other words, if it's very close that you have Shishim and it's a Mimimino, you could say you have the Shishim. Because there's some. But if you're far away from Shishim by a long shot, then it's not going to help. But if it's a little bit, then you can assume it's probably a little bit, and then you can take over the scale by mimba mino. Mimba sheinu mino, you can't do that. Even though, because that's muhammer, because then you have the star of, from both. But that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins. Because it's a dinner rice. Okay, so now there is a Rambam. Rambam, page 17. Okay, now this is the start of a discussion of Atzamos. Okam with Veil Trefa. Okay, Ava Visha Osir, Hare Zapater. She'elu Einam Ruim Lachila. If you eat an animal, say you eat a piece of meat from the animal and you eat the bone also, of a treif animal. So it's Osir. We'll have to see why it's an Osir, but it's Pater because it's not Ruim Lachila. Famous stuff in Mosul Kazais. But it's not gonna. So it's a funny type of halacha. On one hand, it's Osir, but it's not Mitzvah to Kazais. So what's the getter here? Namshach. If it's meat, then it's Osir, so then it should be Mitzvah to Kazais. If not, then it shouldn't. If it's Royal Achila, it's not Royal Achila, so it's not. So then what's the Isser? What's the Isser coming from? So what's the Pshat? So Rav Chaim Oizer, and this is the famous Jonathan Tshuva. Rav Chaim Oizer was from the, you know, people that were not their, you know, some forms of Jonathan. He says, So he says, can you be matir in a powder that was coming made from atzamos? You take atzamos yevashos and then you soak them and then you grind them up. And that's page 18. And that's how you make it. So he says, well, if it's atzamos yevashos, ein shem chashash. Atzamos, it's is a mitzvah mehetel vatel isa. Right? That's the Shulchan Aruch, that even atzamos iser are heter. That's the first day. And even at Sovos Harakim, that the Shach was Machmir, because opposed to the Sira Bosov and Isiasma, but if you dry them up, Dinim Kishar Kli Atzim Kli Machlis Ve'etz. And what's the Rambam saying? Afal Pi She Osur, or is it part of Haidim at Sovos Harakim? So he says that, and the Rambam that says that it's Osir Potter about Somos Harakim. About Somos Hakashim, there's no Isser at all. So therefore he says, that atzamos, they dry out the atzamos, you can make gelatin. That's his gelatin tshuva. And that's that day in the Mechaber. And the Rambam is talking about atzamos rakim. So that he's from, that's his kula. Now what about Achshavei? We'll learn the din that even if something is nifsal achila, but you eat it, then Achshavei.
One question.
1 second. So he says at the end, Kol zeh ba'ochlo ba'eneg, it's really the Achshavei, but also mizeh avak da'ch, l'tzor ha'modav umamid b'zeh, eim zeh Achshavei. So that's only if you eat a piece of treif that's nifsal, that you eat it alone, then there's an issur derabbanan of achshavei. But if you just mix it in other things and you're using it to be mamid or whatever, that's not Achshavei. And therefore he was, so Rav Chaim Loizer was Mekel. So that was the original Pesach for Chaim Loizer. And then, you know, in the Rabbanut they used to use this, right? The elite candies were, right? Now it might be different, but that was the gelatin.
These are fish gelatin?
Yes, they have different things, but that was Rav Chaim Loizer. And that's Rav Shaifa we spoke with, his marshmallows. It was based on Rav Chaim Loizer. But people, you know, in this generation, you know, they can't deal with this.
Rav Chaim Ozer is saying that the Rambam is talking about Atzamas Arakim. So why did the Rambam say that it's potter?
Yeah, because it's still not their hachilu.
But Atzamas Arakim, we said before, are like a regular ochel.
Yeah, but I guess they're not regular ochel. They're still ochel, but it's not their chachilu b'kach. As opposed to, if the yiveshos, they're not ochel at all. If they're rakim, they're ochel, but still, it's not the derech to eat it, so therefore...
So let's just go with that far. Why do you have to say rakim? Just say that the whole nevela is osur, the whole shefa is osur, everything, the Torah asks the animal, the whole animal... But anything, all these, that comes in the Kanaim and stuff, fire and all these things, that's over there, that's why you're potter.
Yeah.
And don't have to be Mechav, it's in Rakis,
Well, if it's, he's saying, if it's...
Just say they're all, that's the reason why they're all Aser and all potter. They're all Aser because they can't give the animal, which is Aser.
But he's saying a different word. But he's saying that if it's Yavesh, then it's not...
So maybe the Rambam holds that it's part of the animal, so it is...
Right, so he's saying no.
Right, then he has to come up and say the Rambam has been rakos, the Rambam doesn't say.
Right. I'm just saying what he says.
Right.
You can say differently. You said this already in the past. Right. Yeah.
But now, as the author said, you even have to, even less of a time, you have to say it for the rakos.
Yeah. So it's like, so if it's yiveshos, it's like, yeah, that was Rav Abadi's heter, you know, in the old days. Everyone spoke about the Wrigley's heter, the Wrigley's gum. I had a conversation with him, like, I don't know, 30 years ago maybe, about this. He said that the Wrigley's gum, so the part that's questionable is, as he said to me, Stickholz. It's like a piece of wood. Well, that's not... That's not the edible part that you're just chewing. And the sugar, I guess that didn't have a, you know. When I spoke to him in more recent years, he wasn't up on the mitzvahs. He still follows, feels that's the halacha. You just have to check if the mitzvahs is the same. But that was the famous kula that was he was known for, with the Wrigley's gum. I don't know, such a tzorach, but the Wrigley's gum. that was the cooler, and that I guess people like that Wrigley's gum. And then Rav Aaron Kotler, he wrote a tshuva counter Rav Chaim Loizer. This is his gelatin tshuva. Page 20. There's only a daf. The Nisbor the Gamal Lachukus that Tzamus Mutaros Meratorah. Ain Mukut the Mitzias that Tzamus Mutaros Lachukus Mutaros Meshiv Dei Kantan Isik. Even that Tzamus Seinu Ruus Mehetam Mitzarefesi Machlukul Vatal Isik. Question as the Roy of the data rubus of estimate of time, this is not as yet. Then we have to see the Chavis Das. Right, the Chavos Das says that what the famous Chavos Das, Kuf Gimel, is if you, something is nifsal, then you reconstituted the issues, spaka, whatever. So he says like this. He says, L'chor Tamua, so Mechaber says, Atzomus Isra Mitztar Fros in Meheta. Mitzar Zulgamri. So why is the Mechaber, so Mechaber saying that, right, not like there was a rule. Mechaber says that the Atzomus of Isra Mitztar Fros Meheta. But on the other hand, the Rambam says there's an Isser to Atzamus. So what about, so why isn't he, why isn't the Mechaber care about the Rambam's Isser? So he says, this is really Dachim, the Eina Masur Mishum Dachshavei. So he says that, no, the Osser, when there's Be'en Mishum Dachshavei, but, but if they're mixed in, then there's no akshavei. So then they're mutter. So here you're cooking, you're mixing it together. You got tzomus with the rest of the thing. So is he saying that akshavei is not betarobus, but that's all we came in mail. If you mamish put something in the ingredients, so then you're mashiv it. So he thinks that even if it's so he says that, so here you makshiv it. So really, the general gear her shari al chathila, have the ochos will go yet, she will serve the mutal chathila. Have the very shari shari al rabban al asim, come walking, she calls her ochos will go there chathila. So the inner royal gear, she ever, it's a Torah, mutal chathila, and we have time with him here, but she can help, she not say royal adam, Bodim Shah Fiza, I feel you call for Tosla Ram and we saw so much we don't know Yodul Isser. So therefore he feels that it's a din of Achshavei. And he says like this, that Mashadasa Roy Alidea Taruvis Efsha Be'etzim Ein Motam Isra Lo Neser Avok Shadasa Roy Be'etzim Nelidana Osir Ben Afudasa Havadas Be'etzim Osir Ojol Ben Be'etzim Goma. So he says that the gelatin became roi lachila. So the Chavos Das says that once something is not roi lachila, then you can't reconstitute it. But not everyone agrees with this Chavos Das. Because some say that there's no, then we'll learn the, some learn that there's no din of, it's ain't a roi lachila. Ain't a roi lachila is only a din of shalom kederach achila, and then it becomes derach achila. So he basically, so again, so Rav Chaim Oizer was saying that Atzomus Yiveishus is nothing, it's not Olchol B'chlal. And if it's Rakos, it is Olchol, but it's Toshalo Kederach. So that's why it's also because it's also Shulchan, so it's an Issa Rabbanan. That's how he learns the Rambam. And Rabbi Kotler learns the Rambam that it's any atzamos, but if you eat them, there's an Issa Rabbanan Shemach Shevei.
Even the
koshos. Even the koshos. But he says that, and any time you're going to mix something in the kavana, that's going to be a din achshavei. Yeah, achshavei means that if something is nifsal, right? So then it's mutter. But then if you choose to eat it, you're machshav it. So then, midrabanan, we treat it as osir. So he says, "Masha nasa roy de terumus avol be'etzem einu batam yisavol avol shenasa roy be'etzem." So he makes some chiluk between, first of all, that there's achshavei. Even the tarovas, if you made the tarovas for kavana, and then he said he makes a chiluk. The mashanas are royal their tarovas. So the etzem ein bo tam isur lo nesa. Avok shenasa roy be etzem kinyodon osa. There are some things that are still, some things you really, in other words, Chavos Das was only talking about something that wasn't really resuscitated, it was just camouflaged, the bitterness. But if in Mamash you could resuscitate it, then even he thinks it's Mutter, that's what he's saying. But so he thinks that the Chol HaPachos, there should at least be an Issa D'Rabbanan here. Rav the Rav Rishon Tzvi Elazar with D'Rabbanan also, from what calls him Ochel Shalok Kedar Chachila, and he says about Eidah Roy Lager Sheev Shari Shever Issa Torah Butzul Chachila Mei Tama Tiram Yer Hashem Kehach Shanasu Roy La Adam. So then maybe it's even an Issa D'Raisa. Okay. Okay, we'll see more about this when we learn the sugya of Akshavei and and Rabbi Tachman thought the pshat is that when the Torah asked in Nevela, it asked the whole thing because it's part of the whole animal. Even Yveshus. But Lamais is Shalom Kederach, so therefore it's only the Rabban.
We say even the Yatzamas Rakos are Shalom Kederach, right?
That was what Chaim Oizer was saying.
Right.
Uh-huh. Well, Rabbi Tachman would say that, you know, no chiluk. Yatzamas, Yveshus, Rakos is all could be Shalom Kederach. Depends what the Matthias is. But it'll still part. There'll still be an Isser. So as Rabbi Tachman saying, it's not Pesha, it's Isser because the Torah asked the whole Chepta. But Lamaisa, the Metzias says that it's not Kederach. So then you can't that part in Metzias in the Maisa Achila is going to be felt in the Maisa Achila. Felt in the Maisa Achila. So the Shaila is. So the question is Rabbi Tachman saying of Chumrah. So now I take those of same atzamas and I atichyena atzamas ha'ela, the atzamas yiveshus, oh, that's the pshat. Now I figured it out. That's why they have the on Pesach, because that's when we read the Atzamas Yevesha. So that's why. See, all these years it took me time to figure out why people are eating gelatin on Pesach. What would happen on Pesach? Today I just figured it out. It's the Hatechiana, it's a Kiyam and the Hatechiana Atzamas. We should just figure it out after all these years of having Rabbi Sheinkopf's. Okay. Yeah, so that according to what you're saying, it could be that it could be an issur d'oraisa.
What?
In other words, you take those atzamos and now you make it edible. Well, the question is, how did you make it edible?
Is it pan kadoshos, or is it?
Right, in other words, what are you making? You're just adding
sugar,
so you're not really, can't really resuscitate something that was never there without, so maybe also wouldn't be. So then maybe it would still be like some kind of, what is it? I mean,
they
still have to get out of Issid Rabbanon, but it is. Right, but you're saying that the yevashos really are osur, but practically you can't eat them. But what if practically now you can eat them? So maybe. So then what?
Could they ask for more than it was
originally?
Yeah,
whatever. You know. Oh, what?
Same
iterative
before,
but
the
mice tila
is that,
but
now
the mice have to
look good.
Right.
So
it's not more
often
than before.
Right.
The
same,
but
now the capability.
I think when you make it powder and you turn it into gelatin, so is that like a pun of
kadoshos?
Like it's gelatin
now, it's not the way. Okay. But this was the old machlokas. Today, you know, in the Torah observant world, you know, they're not eating the gelatin so much. I told you, Rabbi Eider started this thing of the kosher, but then for shteitzer, if you make gelatin from kosher animals, then it's going to be very expensive. So his gelatin was very expensive. I don't know if anyone continued his thing. Rabbi Shainko, I think he's maybe still, I don't know, have to check him the market. Okay, Rabosai, that's the story. There's a shem tomorrow. We have shiur tomorrow, right? Ain't vatla nisa lachatira tomorrow. That's what it says.